This is the Dan Gaffney Program, 20 minutes in front of 9. This past summer, there were three open-air traveling evangelist preachers on the boardwalk in Rehoboth in the middle of summer, preaching, and they have posted a video of their experiences on YouTube, and it's called Unlawful Cops Take Preacher's Camera. And it's about what happened in Rehoboth when they were preaching. Now, these guys go out, and they were on the boardwalk near Funland, in front of where the restrooms are, on the boardwalk by Funland. They were standing over by the benches, not in the middle of the boardwalk or anything. They were over by the benches, as far off the side of the boardwalk as you could get. And they have a big sign that says, repent, or their shirts say things like repent or perish. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Big signs. They stand there and they preach and they have a bullhorn. And they just start talking. And some of the things they say, you can watch some of their videos. There is sin. You know, they talk about there is sin. If you call yourself homosexual, if you are homosexual, you are in sin. Etc., etc. Which did not sit well with some of the people walking the boardwalks of Rehoboth Beach. Talks about a lot of sexual sin and other things. And people complained, and the police show up. And that's where we'll join the video. We don't know if you can hear all of this, but we're going to play the video because it starts with some summer cops talking to these guys. That's the crowd on the boardwalk screaming. They're excited because the cops have shown up.
Problem here? You guys don't have a permit to do this. You're blocking up.
Did you hear that? You guys don't have a permit to do this. You're blocking the sidewalk or the walkway. First of all, they're not because you can clearly see they're not. But continuing.
Sidewalk. Use a bullhorn. A permit for what? A permit for what you're doing here. You cannot do
free speech.
Not free speech right here. What you're doing. What is this? You're blocking.
Okay. So the preacher says, well, this is free speech. And the police officer says, this is not free speech, what you're doing.
I'm telling you, you're telling me now. You go back to the car. Well, let's talk.
Okay. I don't want to have enough
community. Well, let me talk to your superior.
Okay.
Oh, listen. Where's your superior?
Yeah, we'll talk to your superior.
Can you get your sergeant down here?
All right, so the preacher asked for a supervisor, which is O'Beer, Detective O'Beer, Sergeant O'Beer from the Rehoboth Beach Police, someone we know, Rehoboth Beach Police Department. So that's what's going on so far. I'm kind of interpreting here for a little bit.
We're in Ocean City, and we try and work with the police, and we just want to do what our law, you know, American citizens allows for.
Right. He says we try and work with police.
Okay.
We want to do what the law allows, and he's being very calm. You have to listen closely.
If I get a complaint from a citizen saying that you're harassing them or annoying them with a bullhorn, which is what you're doing, that's disorderly conduct.
Okay, so that's the cop saying, if I get a complaint from a citizen saying that you're harassing or annoying them, that's disorderly conduct. And...
No, you're mistaken. Have you been on the force very long?
This is my third year.
No, the law says that hecklers do not have veto power.
Okay, now this is the preacher talking. He says he's saying to the cop now, the law says that hecklers do not have veto power over my speech rights, he says. And
even if everybody here doesn't like it, my rights are protected. That's why we have a constitution. If it was only acceptable when everyone liked it, we wouldn't need a First Amendment. There were no reason to have a constitution. We have that to protect speech that people don't like. That's why we have the constitution.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm pretty sure my supervisor is going to agree with me.
So why would you, if you said we had to leave, it would because we're annoying people, is that what you're saying?
Disorderly conduct.
Okay.
Okay.
So what does freedom of speech mean then? What does that mean?
You're free to speak whatever you want as long as you don't piss off anyone else.
So if it makes someone mad, that's
not... Whoa. That's what the cop says. You're free to speak as long as you don't blank off anyone else.
Wow.
Did you catch that?
Wow.
Could you hear the audio?
I do. Yeah, you can hear it. I'm feeling bad for the cop here.
Freedom of speech.
You really should.
You're right.
It isn't free. Really
so then we don't have freedom of speech, you're saying?
He should wait until the sergeant gets here. He's going to get himself in trouble if he keeps talking. You really should wait till your sergeant.
That's fine.
He's on his way.
Okay. Sergeant's on his way. I might ask a
question. Oh, let's just wait till the sergeant gets here. Let's just wait.
So they wait patiently.
The problem is they've never dealt with this before.
Right.
The more they talk, the more.
Have good life. Keep it up, man. Keep preaching the word of God.
Guy's kind of wearing a sandwich board sort of thing with the signs on it. You know, Jesus saves, it says on his bullhorn. This is when I think a supportive boardwalk guy comes up to him.
Very good. Tell people what's going on. I'm telling you. Don't be worried. He's going to come to you. You know, the devil, you know, want to stop you. Believe me. You know, believe me. But we got to speak the word of God, man. People need to be saved.
Amen.
We're going to hell one day. One day we don't repent. That's right.
Amen.
I'm telling you. You know, very good job,
Amen.
Guys.
Thanks for the encouragement, brother.
People are not going to like you for that, but you do by preaching the truth. That's the Bible.
Amen.
If people don't like to hear it, well, you know.
This is a guy saying, you keep on preaching the truth. Don't let them harass you. You're teaching the truth. Keep on at it.
You're going to stop them for that. You got to keep it up, man.
Amen.
You know, no problem. And if we have to die for that, we're going to die. That's right.
Praise God. Thanks for the encouragement, brother. That's great. Oh, yeah.
Put that on the film.
Okay. Now, they've edited here, too, showing the preacher now has taken out a sheet of paper where he is citing several Supreme Court cases giving them, you know, people the right to free speech.
Yeah, let's see. Cotwell versus Connecticut. Speech may not be prohibited merely because it offends some listeners. That's important. The United States Supreme Court did not allow a permit to include the restrictions on a speaker's free expression. Permits may be used as a prior restraint on free speech permits may not be used as a restraint on free speech activities. Next, we have a city may not consider the listener's reactions to a speaker when permitting free speech activities. Hecklers may not be allowed to veto a speaker's right of free speech. Police must control a crowd rather than arrest the speaker in order to maintain the order.
So in other words, what they're saying is just exactly what you heard, that in their position is, you know, it's the police's job to protect the preacher's from the crowd, not the crowd from the preacher. And they can't use this thing about a permit. You know, you have to have a permit to engage in free speech. They can't use that kind of stuff. And these they cite various Supreme Court rulings on this.
Regulations may be imposed on free speech to control the traffic flow.
Right. Good stuff.
Sergeant Abir shows up now.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm Sergeant Abir with the Red Police Department.
Okay.
Can you put your camera away for me?
I can't do that, Sergeant.
Okay, I need a heavy camera.
Sorry, don't touch my camera. Don't.
Oh! First thing Sergeant Abir does is tell the guy he can't have a camera. And he grabs a camera, just grabbed it right out of the guy's hands immediately.
Yeah, it's like, I can't do that. Then he just takes it.
Yeah, the guy says, no, sir, I can't do that. And he just grabs it from the guy. And it says, good thing we had our backup audio recorders. Listen to all the unlawful things Sergeant Abir says. It's no wonder he took my camera.
You need to leave? Well, here's the question that you, here's the choice that you have.
Okay.
You can either leave now or I will arrest you.
Can we walk and talk?
No.
What are we arresting?
You must leave.
What would we be arrested for?
Disorderly conduct under city ordinance.
What disorderly conduct? How did we violate disorderly conduct?
We're trying to get done free speech.
Okay. Because I'm not going to explain it to you.
So you're Sergeant O'Brien?
Abir.
Abir?
Yes. You're going to be charged with a city ordinance of disorderly conduct.
How did we violate that ordinance?
Okay. I can explain it to you over at the vehicle. All right?
Well, I just want to talk. I mean, we don't want to break any laws.
We're willing to be obedient.
And if you're going to arrest us, right, we'll leave. But we just want to make sure, because I think you're really getting yourself in trouble here.
Okay, well, then that's my prerogative as a sergeant running this shift.
I'm taking
responsibility.
Well, I would really encourage you to reconsider these things.
I'm not going to reconsider. Either you disperse, or you're going
to...
We're willing to obey, sir. We're willing to obey.
consider the reactions of the crowd when granting free speech activities?
These are laws.
That's fine. So if we also have laws against using a bullhorn.
That's fine. We put that away.
You're being told to leave the boardwalk.
You're being discriminated against as Christians?
Okay. No. Being discriminated against is committing disorderly conduct. Like I said, you have a choice. Your choice is this. Either you leave now or you're being charged with disorderly conduct. End of story. What would you like me to do? I have a pair of handcuffs for each one of you.
We're leaving.
Okay. So just the boardwalk area? We need just the boardwalk area?
No, anywhere in the city of Rehoboth.
And what's your name, sir?
We have to leave the city?
If you're going to be conducting yourself in this manner, yes.
Where can we do free speech in the city?
Okay. There's one thing against free speech. We have another ordinance against disorderly conduct.
What's the difference between free speech and disorderly conduct? Do you know the difference?
The difference is if you don't do it, I'm going to arrest you and you'll find out when the judge arranges it.
So what is free speech?
Okay. Guys, let's go.
You're not questioning me. I'm telling you to leave.
So they leave.
Sergeant, I think you broke my camera.
No, I didn't touch your camera.
That'll be in the suit. So
how did I break the camera?
It's not working correctly now.
Because you grabbed it.
I turned it on. It's not coming on right.
I didn't break the camera. If you have a problem with that, you come back and
explain
it.
I saw you break it.
Okay.
I'm turning it on now.
Okay.
And nothing's coming on my screen.
Typical.
He did look like he grabbed it pretty hard.
I want to go down to the police station and just file a report.
File a grievance.
You're not getting away with that.
You guys get yelled at?
Let's go, John.
Then they write, "Fortunately, my camera wasn't broken, just manhandled. I was able to get it working again. At this time, we won't be pressing any charges or suing. We would have to make a trip up there for court dates, and we don't have the time for that right now. Maybe we will in the future," they write on their video. So it's an interesting question. Where do you have free speech rights? They say, can we walk and talk about Jesus Christ? No. You have to leave not only the boardwalk, but the city. Because there are some people who don't want to hear what you have to say. And because there are some people that don't want to hear what you have to say, that's disorderly conduct. Because they're complaining to the police. Interesting stuff. You know, under that reasoning, I'd probably be getting a disorderly conduct charge every day here on the program. 852 at WGMD Radio. Let's take a phone call. You're on the Talk of Delmarva. Hello.
They are so busted. I am so glad. I told my husband I saw some people giving out some little pieces of candy that had scripture on it. And they weren't saying anything to anybody. I saw 3 cops come down there and harass those ladies to the point that they were crying. Those cops were threatening them to arrest them and everything else.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's ridiculous, because I see a lot of things in Rehoboth that disturb me. They are so... I'm glad that finally someone videotaped that, because it's happened before, and I saw it. And I saw how those cops treated those... It was 3 ladies. They were like Chinese ladies or something.
Yeah.
And they weren't saying anything. They were giving out candy with tracks, and they had, you know, they were passing out tracks, and they had T-shirts on. And, you know, if someone asked them something, then they'd answer it. But those cops harassed them.
Which means somebody complained. Somebody got a message that they were not comfortable with. They complained to the police and wanted to silence their right to speech.
Yeah. And we should have free speech there. It's not like we're in a theater crying fire. A lot of people say and do things that I don't like to hear. There were times when I think... one of those avenue streets, there was the guys and women all dressed in gossip, looking the black and everything.
Yeah.
You know, hey, they let them there all the time. All but right. Can you give me that website again? I'd like to check that out.
Well, if you go to YouTube, just type Rehoboth Beach cops take preacher's camera or something like that, and you can watch the video.
Got it.
Rehoboth Beach cops take preacher's camera should get you to the video.
Thank you much.
On YouTube. Okay, that's your opinion. What about yours? You're next on WGMD.
Hey, I think it's a shame that the preachers don't have the time to pursue it and that the officers are actually going to get away with that and think that's correct, you know? I'd like to see what Rehoboth's response is to it, you know?
Okay. you know, if the guy's camera had been broken, they were fully prepared to go file a charge against the chief for snatching his camera. By the way, why can't you have a camera, by the way? Is that against the law, too? That one, you know, you're on WGMD.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Being a devout Christian myself and loving spreading the word about Jesus, this is the problem us Christians are facing. I'm going to give a quick example. My little daughter and I, Susie, I don't have a daughter, we're walking down the boardwalk, and she says, well, Mom, that man over there with the black bandages, he's scaring me. He's talking about 70 virgins, suicide bombers, and Allah. And I'll look at little Susie and say, well, don't worry, sweetheart. As long as he doesn't have a backpack and carrying a knife or a box cutter, I think we'll be okay. Let's move on to this next nice gentleman here. He's preaching about Jesus. How are we going to get rid of the Muslim preacher? And we can't, because what's happened in this country is, due to the free speech and everything else, ACLU, Christianity's been put on the same level as paganism religions and extremist religions. So how are we going to keep them away? And this is what concerns me, because they're allowing them to have as many rights as us Christians.
Thanks for your phone call. You're next on WGMD. Hello.
Morning, Dan.
Hi.
Dan, if I hadn't heard that, I wouldn't have believed it. I am so saddened that something like that happens in Rehoboth Beach. You know, if anybody should have been charged with disturbing the police, it should have been the policemen. They were creating the disturbance. I just don't understand that. I don't understand how they can go that way, how policemen can be allowed to make up the law as they go and
the
make
message,
interpretations of what is disturbing the peace, and they couldn't even define what the difference was.
Couldn't explain it to him.
No, they couldn't. They couldn't, because there is no explanation like that that would have fit the situation for them. I mean, it is terrible. It is absolutely terrible. And like that previous caller, I wish they had taken this all the way. And I wish they had gotten into a courtroom and had a judge reprimand them for the way they conduct their police work.
All right. Thanks for your phone call. More opinion coming up. 945-9292.